Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address NDTV World Summit on the India Century in New Delhi this morning. NDA ally All Jharkhand Students Union releases first list of 8 candidates for assembly elections. Newly elected MLAs of Jammu and Kashmir Assembly to be sworn in Srinagar today. Employees Provident Fund organization adds 18.5 lakh net members in August this year. Maldivian president decides to introduce India's UPI in the country. And in cricket, New Zealand beat South Africa by 32 runs to win the maiden Women's T20 World Cup title. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the NDTV World Summit 2024, the India Century, in New Delhi this morning. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to address the summit. The Prime Minister said India's growth trajectory has truly captured the global attention and country's Yuva Shakti is taking the nation to new heights. Mr. Modi said he will be talking about India's key strides and also on why we remain a global bright spot. His vision for making India a developed country by 2047 and the third largest economy by 2030-31 is likely to dominate his opening address. The summit will also see the participation of Bhutanese Prime Minister Shering Tobgay, Prime Minister of Barbados Mia Mottley and former UK Prime Minister David Cameron, among others. In Jharkhand, the NDA ally, All Jharkhand Students Union, AJSU, has released its first list of 8 candidates for the assembly elections. Party Chief Sudesh Kumar Mehto will contest from Silli constituency, while Senior Leader Lambodar Mehto was given the Gomia Assembly seat. This decision was taken in Party Parliamentary Board meeting in Ranchi. As per the seat-sharing formula of NDA, AJSU will contest 10 seats, JDU 2 and Chirag Paswan-led LJP Ram Vilas 1, while the BJP will field candidates in the remaining 68 seats. Elections to the 81-member Jharkhand Assembly will be held in two phases on November 13th and 20th. Counting of votes will be taken up on November the 23rd. After Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD, now CPI-ML has also expressed strong displeasure over seat allocation among allies of INDIA bloc. Both parties have given ultimatum to Jharkhand Mukti Morcha to meet their demands till 11 a.m. today or they would be free to take any decision. In seat-sharing formula of INDIA bloc, 70 seats were given to Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress, while 11 seats were given to RJD and CPI-ML. In Maharashtra, political activities are gaining momentum ahead of the assembly elections. The notification for polls will be issued tomorrow. The last date for filing of nominations will be 29th of this month. The BJP has already announced its first list of 99 candidates for the polls. Our correspondent has filed a report on various developments related to elections in the state.
The seat-sharing formula of the ruling Mahayuti has not yet been finalized. Leaders from the Mahavikas Aghadi have stated that their seat-sharing discussions are in the final stages and will be announced soon. Meanwhile, Dr. Jyoti Mete, founder of the Shiva Sangram Party, joined the NCP-SP and expressed her desire to contest from the Bid Assembly constituency. Former president of the Nandurbar District Council, Bharat Gavit, joined the NCP, while Siddharth Devare of the Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi and former legislator Parshuram Uparkar joined Shiv Sena UBT. BJP's Bid district president Rajendra Mhaske resigned from his post but has not yet joined any other party. Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Newly elected MLAs of the J&K Legislative Assembly will be sworn in Srinagar today. Pro Tem Speaker Mubarak Gul will administer the oath to the MLAs who include 51 first-time members. The oath ceremony will take place at 2 p.m. Shagun Parihar of the BJP is the youngest legislator at 29, while National Conference's veteran MLA from Charare Sharif, Abdul Rahim Rathar, is the oldest at 80. Rather and party colleague Ali Mohammed Sagar are the only two people to have been elected to the Assembly for a record 7 terms. While Sagar has been a member of the Legislative Assembly since 1983, Rather started his long stint as a legislator in 1977. In Jammu and Kashmir, a Kashmiri doctor and 6 construction workers were killed by terrorists when they opened fire at a tunnel construction site in Gagangir area of Ganderbal district. As per reports, 2 terrorists barged into the mess of a private company and fired upon the workers who were working on Zedmore tunnel in Sonmarg area. Dr. Shah Nawaz from Nandagam village of Badgam district working for the construction company is also among the dead. This is the 2nd terror attack in last 3 days in which workers were targeted by terrorists. On Friday, a non-local worker from Bihar was killed by terrorists in a hamlet in South Kashmir's Shopian district. The attack has been widely condemned, with Home Minister Amit Shah saying that the dastardly terror attack on civilians in Gagangir in central Kashmir was a despicable act of cowardice. Governor Manoj Sinha has also strongly condemned the heinous terrorist attack. Chief Minister Umar Abdullah has also condemned the terror incident at Gagangir as dastardly and cowardly on the parts of the terrorists. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts and log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 18,53,000 net members in the month of August this year. The Labour and Employment Ministry said around 9,30,000 new members have enrolled during the month. Out of the total new members, around 2.53 lakhs are female members. The ministry said the surge in new memberships can be attributed to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits, and EPFO's successful outreach programs. The Regional Connectivity Scheme Ude Desh Ka Aam Nagrik or UDAN completes 8 years of its launch today. The scheme was launched on this day in 2016 by the Ministry of Civil Aviation. The UDAN scheme focuses on improving unserved air routes in underserved regions of the country and fulfilling the aspirations of the common citizens. Under it, the first UDAN flight was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 27th of April 2017. More from a correspondent.
Since the launch of the scheme, over 600 UDAN routes have been operationalized and more than 1 crore 44 lakh passengers have travelled by flights. This demonstrates the success of the scheme in enhancing air travel accessibility. The scheme has so far connected 34 states and union territories across the length and breadth of the country. Under the scheme, 10 airports have been operationalized in the northeast region in addition to 2 heliports. RCS UDAN is not only providing last mile connectivity to tier 2 and tier 3 cities, but also stands as a prominent contributor to the tourism sector. The scheme has become a game changer for many airports by triggering air connectivity and regional growth. With Anand Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Maldivian President Dr. Mohamed Muizu has decided to introduce India's Unified Payment Interface in Maldives. The President's office announced that the decision was taken on the recommendation of the Cabinet. Indian tourists will be able to make transactions in Indian rupees on UPI-enabled apps without going through the hassle of converting the currency. More from our correspondent.
The decision of introducing UPI is expected to boost the Maldivian economy by increasing financial inclusion, enhancing transaction efficiency, and strengthening digital infrastructure. In addition, Indian tourists traveling to Maldives will benefit by using UPI-enabled apps without needing currency conversion. Dr. Muizu also plans to establish a consortium involving banks, telecom companies, and fintech firms to oversee the implementation of UPI. This move aligns with India's broader efforts as a global fintech leader to share its developmental experiences globally. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said India, Brazil and African countries should be represented in the UN Security Council or UNSC on a permanent basis. Lavrov made the remarks during an interview with the state-owned TASS news agency yesterday. He said countries such as India, Brazil as well as representatives of Africa should have been on a permanent basis in the Security Council to ensure representativeness, representation of the global majority. Odisha is gearing up to tackle possible disasters due to the severe cyclonic storm Dana, which is heading towards its coast and likely to make landfall on Thursday morning. The state government has cancelled leaves of all officers and staff in view of the impending cyclonic storm and asked them to remain alert at their headquarters. The exact location of the landfall of the severe cyclonic storm is yet to be predicted by the IMD. More from our correspondent.
The Odisha government has planned for massive evacuation of people living in low-lying areas of coastal districts as the severe cyclonic storm Dana is likely to make a landfall on Thursday morning off Odisha coast. District and concerned departments have been instructed to operate control rooms on a 24/7 basis. Cyclone shelters are being kept in readiness while provision of drinking water, during and lightning arrangements are being done. Fishermen have been warned not to venture into the sea off Odisha coast from today till Saturday. However, the public has been advised to be alert but not panic. Meanwhile, the IMD has predicted rainfall in most of the coastal districts of Odisha from today due to the cyclone formation. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Home Minister Amit Shah laid a wreath at the National Police Memorial in New Delhi this morning and paid homage to the martyrs on Police Commemoration Day. Minister of State for Home Bandi Sanjay Kumar, Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Director Intelligence Bureau Tapan Kumar Deka, DGs of paramilitary forces also paid tributes to the martyrs at the National Police Memorial. And now, news from the world of sports.
In cricket, New Zealand clinched their first-ever Women's T20 World Cup, beating South Africa in Dubai last night. After being asked to bat first, the Sophie Devine-led New Zealand posted a total of 158 for 5 in 20 overs. In response, South Africa struggled on the slow pitch as the Kiwi bowlers expertly contained the Proteas batting at 126. Kiwi star Amelia Kerr's all-round performance guided New Zealand to their historic win. She scored 43 runs from 38 balls and scalped 3 wickets to help the Kiwis win their maiden title. Kerr was declared player of the match and player of the tournament. In Almaty Open tennis, India's Arjun Kade and Ritik Chaudhary Bollipalli have clinched the men's doubles title in Kazakhstan yesterday. The star Indian duo defeated Colombia's Nicolas Barrientos and Tunisia's Skander Mansouri in a super tiebreaker to clinch their maiden ATP Tour crown. Vishnu Pais, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak Tonight, Joint Secretary, Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare, Dhruba Jyoti Sen Gupta will join us for an insightful discussion on digital life certificate. During the program, our guest will answer the queries of listeners on significance, eligibility and other technical aspects of digital life certificate. You can ask questions by dialing the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2341-4444 from 9:30 PM onwards. You can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Anuja. With nearly 100 bomb threats in a week, Indian carriers rethink policies. A headline in the Hindu Business Line says, airlines insurance companies may relook disruption cover. India seeks global expertise to modernize urban land records to reduce land-related disputes, notes the Pioneer. Off to a good start, internship offers by companies under PM scheme beat initial target in over two weeks of launch, states the Economic Times. Crorepati IT filers saw 5 times to 2.3 lakh in 10 years, is a headline in the Times of India. For a self-reliant solar manufacturing ecosystem, solar imports could soar to $30 billion. And finally, the National Capital has received a unique addition to its public green spaces, with Asita Biodiversity Park in East Delhi getting an eco-friendly tent cafe, cites Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address NDTV World Summit on the India Century in New Delhi this morning. NDA ally All Jharkhand Students Union releases first list of 8 candidates for assembly elections. newly elected MLAs of Jammu and Kashmir Assembly to be sworn in Srinagar today. Employees Provident Fund Organization adds 18.5 lakh net members in August this year. Maldivian President decides to introduce India's UPI in the country. And in cricket, New Zealand beat South Africa by 32 runs to win maiden women's T20 World Cup title. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.